I'm Andrew G, and this is Showtime. Bridget McKay is a playwright and a performing artist. Her recent plays include Love Chamberlain and Kindness. She's a multi-award-winning playwright and performer, and today I'm catching up with Bridget to have a chat about her latest project, The Exact Dimensions of Hell, playing soon at Melbourne's 45 Downstairs. Hi, Bridget.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. The Exact Dimensions of Hell, that sounds super mysterious. Tell us a bit about it.
So it is a play that I have written that is going to be on at 45 Downstairs, opening next Friday. It is a play about a young girl who wants to be a witch, and she meets an older man who claims that he can teach her how. But really the play is about her desire and really looking at the desires of young women and treating them very seriously.
Can you tell me a bit about the process? How do you go from, using the Exact Dimensions of Hell as an idea, how do you go from that first thought to a show that opens next week at 45 Downstairs?
Well, this particular project has had a really interesting development. I wrote a first draft of this script in 2016 that was performed at the Cybeck Electric readings at the Melbourne Theatre Company. And that play, it was a full draft of a completely different play about the same thing. And then I sort of realised that that play was telling the story from the wrong perspective. So in 2018, I started working with the director, Alice Starling, who's directing this work, and rewriting. And then COVID lockdowns happened, but I kept working on the play. And I really wrote it in collaboration with a musician, Chris Gray, and Meg, who's our visual designer. So we were sharing images and sound, and I was writing text. So there was a sort of back and forth process of generating a lot of material. I have written the script, but it's been written really collaboratively.
And this collaboration, Bridget, was this during, one of the many long, dark COVID lockdowns and collaborating online and virtually in Zooms and all that stuff?
So it was, I did fill my time by working on this script.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of how do you get a script, it's just a lot of work. You just keep writing and rewriting, and we've had a couple of developments with actors, which helps strengthen that story.
But it sounds like in some ways this work has had that sort of therapeutic, cathartic presence in your life as a focal point during those lockdowns.
Yeah, it has. It was definitely, I think that the focus I was able to give it because of those lockdowns has, and the sort of intensity of the research I was able to do, has given the work a particular quality that it might not otherwise have.
I mentioned in the intro some of the past works that you've done, some of the awards that you've won. Sounds like you're not the sort of person to sit idly, because you're also working on The Witness at the moment.
Yeah, so that was part of the Engine Room Commissions, which is, they say they don't program all the works, but they give money to create new work. So I've been working with the director, Bridget Belotis, who was resident director at the Malt House a couple of years ago. She's a really incredible director. That show is about, I think all my works sort of focus around the idea of belief in some way, but this is a monologue sort of based on a true story of a friend of mine who grew up Jehovah's Witness, and then when he left home, he started working for a bikie gang. So it's looking at those two worlds, and it's really a portrait of this person.
And when you do a work like that, do you tell them that they're?
Definitely got his permission, and it's based on him, but I have taken the story somewhere a bit more dramatic than his life. Yeah.
Have you written an autobiographical work?
I haven't written anything autobiographical. I think in
there are probably bits of you in all your work. I imagine
there are bits of me, particularly The Exact Dimensions of Hell. Like, we've set it in the 90s, the teenagers in the 90s. That was when I was a teenager. So there's definitely elements of me and growing up in the suburbs at that time that have made their way into the work.
Sounds like some of these sort of workshopping engine room opportunities have been a really valuable part of your journey as a writer and creative. But I imagine it's also a fantastic opportunity for emerging creatives, emerging artists that want to get that first shot at getting a work out there.
I think definitely development is important, and really incredible that those main stage companies have programs that support emerging writers and pathways for writers to get into the main stage. It's really valuable.
For someone watching this who is thinking about, yeah, this is what I want to do, what's the next step, what was the turning point for you? What was the point where you started to feel, you know what, people are connecting with some of my works, and I'm starting to get opportunities to stage some of my pieces?
I think Melbourne's a really great place to make work. There's so many opportunities, and especially it was really doing stuff in Fringe, I think, just having the freedom to do whatever you want and have people come to that. And that's an opportunity to really see what your writing is like when you, I think that, yeah, my answer is just doing it and taking up those opportunities that are there. Like, audiences are so generous at Fringe time, and they really want to come and support work, and they're looking at the work that they're watching with a lot of love.
Yeah, Melbourne Fringe and the other, you know, comedy festival, which is on right now. It's an opportunity to sort of, for audiences to almost accidentally stumble upon works that they're just going to see because it's part of Fringe or comedy or you know, it's, they're looking, not necessarily knowing what they look for, and that's, I think, how a lot of people find an audience, build a following, and get that support and start to get that that momentum.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, it's a really good way for you to learn about your own work in front of an audience.
How much of other people's work do you go out and see as part of your development process?
Yeah, I try to see as much as possible. And there's so much on. It's hard to see everything, but I do try to see as much as I can.
So the exact dimensions of hell... It starts on the 19th of April. There's a preview on the 18th, I believe, and it's running for a fairly short season. It's running until the 28th of April at 45 Downstairs in Melbourne. And you can get tickets at 45downstairs.com.
Yeah, through their website, yeah.
Bridget, thanks so much for joining me, and chookers for the exact dimensions of hell.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.